You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to KC Forum, public affairs with an entertaining spin. And this weekend, we are going to talk about the Kansas City Irish Fest. I can't believe it's been so many years that we've had this Irish Fest, and it's the biggest one, I say, in the country, because I count everyone. Yeah, I do. Kathy Quinn here. No, it's always held a special place in my heart. I love the Irish Fest, and we'll be talking to one of the experts, Miss Erin Gabert, about the Kansas City Irish Fest, what's going to be happening this year. They've got some new things going on, genealogy and all sorts of stuff like that. Stopping the violence. There's been so much violence in Kansas City metro area over the last several weeks that folks are trying to figure out what to do. So we will talk to Ms. Rosalind Temple from Mothers in Charge. Now, first up, I wanted to remind you all the kids are back in school now, most of them, and it's time to think about your fitness. How about getting fit, feeling better? I even bought a Fitbit. So we're going to talk to the folks over at Planet Fitness, Mr. Seth Hansen. And hey, wait a minute, Seth, are you fit?
I'm trying, Kathy, just like everybody else.
What's kind of cool is I was talking to Carrie Stapleton about one of the new gyms that you opened up in a part of the city you wouldn't normally, or you don't think you'd see a gym there. Let's talk about that. This is the latest one that you guys just opened up. Tell us about it.
Sure. Yeah. So it's a location that we're very excited about. You know, we've been working on this particular site for well over a year and a half. And we felt like that there was a very strong opportunity because of a void that existed. Not a lot of fitness options currently exist in the area. So we felt like our model of being judgment-free and also being affordable was going to be a great fit for the community. So it was really an easy decision for us.
Talk about that judgment-free. I kind of like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's what makes us unique relative to other health clubs. So what it means to us to be judgment-free is a fun, non-intimidating environment, you know, to be active. So we don't cater to bodybuilders or powerlifters, you know, all the noisy grunting that goes on. Our focus is on general fitness and specifically first-time gym users. In fact, more than half of our members are first-time gym users.
Oh, my goodness. And I understand that at pretty reasonable rates.
Yes. Yeah. So we're $10 a month at Planet Fitness. So in the past, you know, joining a gym can, you know, be closer to a car payment than you know, a day of lunch. And what Planet Fitness has done is, you know, we've really focused on all the high-use equipment that people use on an everyday basis, and we've been able to lower the price to $10 a month so that it's very affordable for everybody.
Okay, talk about the equipment. What do people like to use more than others?
Sure. So we have a ton of cardio equipment. So that would include treadmills, ellipticals, bikes, stair climbers. You know, we've got so much cardio equipment, there's never a wait, and it's all facing flat screen TVs. So you can come in, plug in your headphones, you know, watch local news, sports, and even the technology exists now to where you can scan your phone using an app and listen to the audio wireless too. So we've got a ton of cardio equipment. One of our most popular areas in the facility is our 30-minute circuit. So this is a full-body workout that uses that works all of your major muscle groups and allows you to get that solid cardio and strength workout in just 30 minutes.
Wow.
And another great feature that we have at Planet Fitness is our free fitness instruction. So we have a certified fitness instructor on hand at all of our facilities, and it's free for all members. And this individual will help you create your own unique program based upon what your specific goals are. And one of the classes that they offer is in the 30-minute circuit. You know, and they offer other programming as well. It's really geared towards supporting you on your fitness journey and helping you create that program, getting you comfortable with the equipment. And then they're there on site, you know, and prepared if you need any help or reinforcement.
So when you decided to go into this particular neighborhood, what was the response like from the folks living there?
It's been great. So I think that it's just reinforced that it was the right fit and the right decision. I really commend Ollie Gates, who's local property area from Gates Barbecue right down the way, mm-hmm. and really held out for, you know, something that was going to add value to the community. And fortunately, the community has responded, and they think that it does have a value because we've had a tremendous response so far. And it's the fact that we're affordable, we're accessible, and we have a very, you know, extended range of hours as well.
That's great. All right, so where is it located, and how do people find out about signing up?
Sure. So it is at 1201 East Emmanuel Cleaver Boulevard. So that's near the corner of Troost and Cleaver, mm-hmm. Near Gates Barbecue. You know, your best option is to come in, let us give you a tour, show you around. You know, that'll be a chance for us to show you our Black Card Zone that we have. It's our Black Card Spa. So if you decide to enjoy those benefits, those include being able to bring a guest with you for free every single time. We've got tanning units that you can use for free with that membership. We've got a neat unit called Total Body Enhancement that helps improve the texture and tone of your skin. We've got hydro massage beds and massage chairs to relax you after a nice workout. So with the Black Card, you can have access to all Planet Fitnesses here in the greater Kansas City area, which there are 14. Mm-hmm. So you know, the first option I would suggest is to come in, take a tour so we can show you all the benefits. And if you're unable to come in and take a tour, you can go online to planetfitness.com and you can join there as well, and you can take a virtual tour.
A virtual tour. That's great. I think what's good about it is the no judgment, because, you know, I can't tell you how many gyms where I've gone and you feel like, oh God, look, skinny mini there over there, and I just want to work out to feel good. I don't, you know, I'm not going to have six pack, or you know what I'm saying. And so it is nice that there is no judgment, that hey, everybody's here, they want to feel better, that type of thing, they want to get healthy.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it really hits home once people come in and see it for themselves. I think that, you know, some reservations, you know, or some apprehension exists. And then when they come in, they feel comfortable. They look around and they see people like themselves. You know, it's just mm-hmm. it's an environment where everybody is just focused on their particular workout, and nobody's there to show off or you know, try to impress.
I think that's the thing. And okay, so when does it open? And tell us about that.
Yeah, so the facility is officially open. Okay, our hours are 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday, mm-hmm. 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday, and then 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. We are hosting an open house this weekend on Saturday, mm-hmm. And it's going to be a chance for us to give you a tour of the facility. You're welcome to come in and get a free workout. Any individual is welcome to do that. We're going to have Gates Barbecue on site. We're going to have Marching Cobras. We're going to have yard games for the kids. So that's going to be going on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. this mm-hmm. Saturday. Mm-hmm. So, I'd invite everybody to come in and come check us out.
So finally, with folks out there listening going, yeah, I'm not going to do it, I don't want to exercise, it is for everybody. It doesn't mean you just have to be a skinny mini to want to get out there and work out.
Yeah, I mean, we see all different, you know, levels of, you know, fitness achievement that come through Planet Fitness. Everybody from a first-time gym goer to somebody that's training for a marathon. So it's a facility that is for anybody and everybody. And then we reinforce our judgment-free zone with, you know, some rules to kind of, you know, cater to what we're looking for. So, you know, we don't permit any grunting or any dropping of weight. You know, any of that show off behavior, you know, that's not something that's welcome in our environment. You know, mm-hmm. what's welcome is for everybody to come in, have a fun, lighthearted, workout.
Perfect. Perfect. Seth Henson, thank you so very much from Planet Fitness, and, hopefully we'll see you there soon.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
I don't look any different than you, but I have type 1 diabetes.
You can't outgrow type 1 diabetes.
It's not caused by your diet. It's not caused by anything you did.
It's kind of hard to live with it.
It's not easy. I do need to check my sugar a lot, my levels.
If you see someone with an insulin pump or pricking their finger and you want to know more about T1D, just ask them.
T1D looks like me.
T1D looks like me.
Learn more about type 1 diabetes at jdrf.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to KC Forum. You know, something that's been in the news lately has been a lot of violence that we've had here in the metro and across the country, but particularly here in the metro, lots and lots of violence. I wanted to go to a woman who makes it her life to make sure that families don't go through what she's been through, Rosalind Temple from Mothers in Charge. And the basic question is, Rosalind, how do we stop this violence? Rosalind knows firsthand about violence. She lost her son to violence years ago. It remains unsolved. So we wanted to find out from her what she thinks the answer is to stopping all of this violence. So, Rosalind, what is the answer to stop the violence?
We got to come together and stand together for, like I said, one common ground to save lives, to stop the violence in our community.
Do you think, you've been out there, you go to every homicide scene, I'm there, you try to help the families, do you think there is a solution? Do you think there's a way that people will stop it? And what is it?
It starts in our homes. I say from day one, I said before, it starts in our homes. We know if our loved one, our children are involved in different criminal acts in our community, around your home, your neighborhood, we have to stand up to our children and speak the truth to them to get them some help. If they're involved in something, we have to turn them in. And it's not turn them in to harm them. It's turn them to save their lives.
What is the truth? Give me some of that truth. And as you said before, when we've talked, you said the truth is that where the crime is being committed and against whom?
Against each other. Yeah. We are black on black, you know, every day. You know, when are we going to say it's not okay? The truth is speaking up to our children, starting our home, our grandchildren, our loved ones, family members, whoever is committing these acts or wreaking this habit in our community, we have to stop them.
How?
And that's about standing up and saying we had enough.
That's what I was going to say. So how can somebody like me, how can I help? How can the normal person on the street help?
Just come and stand up. Get with an organization that's doing something. You know, I'm just not saying Mothers in Charge. Other organizations coming together, being as unity, one, as one, speaking the same language. You know, we can be all different colors and different religions, but we can speak the same language. We have enough of committing these violent acts, these crimes in our community. We have to come and stand together. It's unity in numbers and power.
All right, so the last time we talked to you, several organizations were going to get together, 31st and Prospect, and canvass the area. How did that go?
Well, we did. It did really well. Casey Mothers in Charge, Mom Demand Action, it went really well. We canvassed all the way out to 59th and Prospect. We started at 27th. We did several different weeks. It went really well. We just need to come out more empowered. That was just two organizations. We have several. Come on, let's all do this together and stand together.
All right. So when you got to knock on those doors and talk to those people, what was the response like? Are they saying, hey, go girl, you know, we need more help out there? What were they saying?
Well, you know, we definitely stand on the corners and we stop the traffic because they came home from work. Because when you're going home from work on a regular work day, you're not going to make a detour, go no other way. You're going to go the same route that you normally go. They were out. They were indulging us. They was happy. They was honking their horn. They was making noise and tell us, keep doing a good job. Keep doing what you're doing. And it was supportive.
Wow. All right. So 31st and Prospect is where you canvassed a couple weeks ago. And then most recently this week, you know, it'll be a week when they hear this radio show, was a gunman came into the brand new grocery store, their gorgeous grocery store, the Sunfresh, and started shooting at a guy. He injured a 15-year-old. Thank goodness she was fine. Fox 4 spoke to her. And apparently, you know, it was a targeted event. Why go into the grocery store? I mean, why endanger all these people?
You know, Kathy, I happened to pass by there that same day, and I seen it roped up, and I seen some news cameras, and I said, what happened? So I called my daughter, and she told me it was on social media where a gunman went inside the grocery store and shooting. I think there, we should be outraged. We need to get them out of our community, off the streets. Now, that's a beautiful gardens and grocery store. We need it in our community. We need and we have it. Let's keep it safe. Let's keep them people out of our stores. Let's do something about this. To not to let it happen again.
Gosh. All right, so one way that the regular person sitting at home, you know, maybe they're not into any group or organization. What do? They see something, they say something. How do you feel about that?
I feel great about that. You see something, say something, pick up the phone. You know, they have a Crime Stoppers. You know, you can be anonymous. Do something. And if, you know what, it's a point in time out being anonymous. It's time to be straightforward, be voice heard and seen, because this is our community. Only way we're going to take it back is we be on hands and speak out and stop it, and stop the violence.
And you know what, Rosalind, with Mothers in Charge, I can understand people scared to say anything. I can. So the Crime Stoppers Tips Hotline, you know, we won an award on this radio show because we helped. I don't know how much we helped, but we helped when they had the Waldo rapist. And so we did a lot of interviews. We did a lot of talking. We let the people know and in the community aware of what was going on. I think that's the thing. I think that's the key that the normal, average, everyday person can do. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's be anonymous. But I'm just going to say this, you know, being anonymous, it is great one way, but it's not. But you have to know that if we keep allowing them to roam in our community to do what they're doing, you're not safe. No one is safe, and they're going to target someone else. So what is if we have a lot of good people in our city. We have a few bad people. Let's get these bad people out of our community. Let's speak up, stamp against them. They can't win. We have more power than we know. So let's do something about it.
All right, so what you're saying, Rosalind, is get out there, know that the community is going to support you if everybody speaks up, and then these folks won't have anywhere to hide. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. They won't have anywhere to hide.
All right, so give us an update on the homicide rate right now in Kansas City. I know it's get there.
Yeah, we're at 89 homicides a day here in Kansas City. You know, if we don't get a hold to it, we are rising to the 100. We don't want it. Let's get up and let's do something about it. Let's be a voice, some voice for somewhere to save someone's life.
Perfect, Rosalind. You know what I love about, you know, I love all radio stations, and I know we're on this radio station. We're on two different radio stations with this show. But the station that is primarily African-American, what I love about their morning show, and I don't know, you listen to Shay and Shine, and they're hilarious. People speak. People talk. They call in, man. They let people know how they feel.
Yeah, that's what we got to do. That's what we have to do. That's the only way we're going to make a change. We've been silent for too long. Silent too long.
How does, for instance, their show, that station, does that help a lot in the community too?
You know, I don't listen to a lot of radio, you know, but I believe it does. I heard good things about it.
Okay.
But I think all shows can help if we all just come as people and snap and do the right thing.
All right, Miss Rosalind. I know you've been doing this for so very long, and I wish you could get some conclusion to your case. How important is that to you now?
It's very important. It's 5 years that I've been doing this personally, and it's 4 years for the organization. Next year will be the 50th year for KC Mothers in Charge, standing and independently, and me as executive director. But, you know, I really would like for someone to step up and speak up for me. Help my baby. He had a voice. He was my child. He was a good child. He was not no killer. He was not no gunslinger. But I'm just saying, please, see the work that his mother is doing for him. Would you please help me solve my son's case?
Okay, so Rosalind, tell us what we can do. Tell us what happened, and tell us what are police saying? Is it a dead case? Do they have any leads at all?
It's not a dead case. We just need someone to speak up, say a little something more. Would they please do that for me?
Okay.
I just really need that as a mom.
All right, tell us the particulars about the case. If anybody saw anything, even the smallest thing, you never know.
My son, Antonio Thompson, who I call Pee Wee, he was murdered November 23rd, 2011, which was Thanksgiving Eve. He lived at Oak Hill Manor off of 47th and Terrace between Benton and Cleveland. That was his first apartment. He was due to start his job December 3rd, which is the same day I buried him. Mm. So my son, Antonio Pee Wee, everybody know him as Pee Wee. He was a very happy-go-lucky person. He was good people. I just want somebody to help me solve my son's case.
Can you
do it for him. Do it for me, please. Because I'm fighting everybody for everybody. Help me fight my son's case. Solve it.
Rosalind, do you have any clue, any idea, or what can you say?
I have no clue right now.
Okay.
I have no clue. But I know the community do. So if y'all will please help me do that. Help me, please.
And so what do you want him to do? Call Crime Stoppers hotline or what?
Call Crime Stoppers hotline 474-TIPS or call Homicide at 816-234-5043. 816-234-5043. That's the Homicide. Straight to Homicide.
I want your case to be solved. If anybody has heard anything, seen anything, know anything from back then, maybe by now you feel like you need to talk. You got to help this mama out because she helps so many people. I know you're tired, but you keep on putting on the good fight. Miss Rosalind, we're going to pray that you
I will, Kathy. Thank you.
Okay. And we're going to pray that you get this case solved. And God bless you, and we will see you next time.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Rosalind
Bye-bye.
Temple, Mothers in Charge. Hey, stay with us. We got more on the way.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
T1D looks like my brother.
T1D looks like a friend.
Type 1 diabetes can be living in anyone.
Type 1 diabetes is when your pancreas doesn't produce insulin. It's not caused by your diet. It's not caused by anything you did.
Type 1 diabetes can be very serious.
Blindness, amputation.
Help JDRF find a cure today. Learn more about type 1 diabetes at jdrf.org.
All right, now it is time to talk about something really fun that's going on Labor Day weekend, the Kansas City Irish Fest. And I know, Erin, this is probably the biggest one in the whole United States. Am I right?
I'd say you're pretty darn close. And if it's technically not the biggest, it's definitely the best.
It is. Okay, there we go. There we go. You know, because we talk about our parades as well, because we're both obviously within the Irish Fest. And people go, now, don't I hear her talking about the parade? Absolutely. Erin is the color guard when we talk about the parade, and she helps us talk about what's going on with the parade. And now we're talking about Irish Fest. I can't believe
yeah.
it's already here. You know?
No, it's like it sneaks up so fast every year, but it's always so exciting. I always joke that this is my Christmas.
No, you know what? I think a lot of people feel like that.
Yep.
A lot
it's
of the people,
so much fun.
Yeah, within the community, there's so much going on. If people hadn't been and haven't been to the Irish Fest, how would you describe it to them?
Oh my gosh, there's some great ways to describe it. I think, it's Kansas City's best party. You know, it's that great party that you can bring the whole family to, that's got something for everybody, and it is always full of surprises. You know, I always tell people who, you know, friends of mine that are like, oh, but I don't know if I'm really into Irish music, or I'm not Irish, and I'm like, first off, if you think you're not into Irish music, it's because you haven't heard a lot of Irish music. It's not all just like a trad music, what we call it. You know, it's not always just the fiddle-dee-dee-dee, you know.
Right.
You know that very well
right.
because of the elders.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people don't realize that Irish music is rock. Irish music is folk. Irish music is, you know, whatever. There's so many variations. And beyond the music, there's just so many cool things to do. There's things for families, for kids, for teens even. I mean, there's just, it's just something for everybody. And it's almost like, I almost feel like it's a big family reunion of a lot of people who aren't actually family, but it just feels that way.
No, I think you're totally right. And if people don't realize what it is, I'm not sure who it is, because most of Kansas City is there over the 3-day weekend. They're there.
Right.
And they're yeah. having a lot of fun. So you go in, you can have a place to eat, sit with your family, have a kids area. What's the new one this year? Genealogy. Tell me about that.
Oh, I'm so excited about our new addition to genealogy this year. So we've had a focus on genealogy probably really since the beginning, because that's something that Irish Americans are really interested in, and really even people who aren't Irish American. People like to know where they come from. And so we have an amazing team that does workups, genealogy reports for people. You can come and get it done for free. But what's exciting is that this year we have added it's like a workshop, a genealogy workshop on Saturday morning, actually before the fest starts. And we have a world-renowned, famous genealogy genealogist. Her name's Kathleen Brandt. She is coming in to do a whole workshop and presentation, and she's been on, you know, those cool shows like Who Do You Think You Are?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
She's been on both of those shows, and she's super well-known.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so much fun. I mean, that's becoming so popular. Everybody wants to know, I'm a third this, I'm 33% that, I'm that. That's
yeah. And what's cool is she goes through and teaches you techniques and to figure out, like, things that have been hard to find out in the past and like the best way to kind of navigate and the best tools to use. It's going to be really, really neat.
All right. So we're talking about the Kansas City Irish Fest starting on the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of Labor Day weekend. Let's say that somebody wants to go for the entire 3 days.
Yes.
Okay. They're crazy. No, they're not crazy. I'm just joking. They will be crazy by the end.
You and I are usually there.
I think we are. How do they go about doing that?
So they can go online. Tickets are on sale now. And really, there's so many options for tickets and for, you know, just general tickets to come through the gate. And then there's tickets for what we call special experiences. And so I strongly suggest people planning ahead a little bit. And like I said, going online and looking at what the different ticket options are to see really what it is, how they want to experience the festival weekend, whether it's, like I said, general admission, or whether they want to include whiskey tastings or a snug membership. There's all kinds of options. And so kcirishfest.com is the website, and there's just a million different options that you can choose from, which is fun and exciting. And, of course, obviously at the gate, you can show up and really get your ticket, base your tickets on how long you want to be there.
All right, so just to kind of explain as well, there are different stages. There's a comedy stage. There are different musical stages. You've got the schedule. It's very, very well-run machine. Vel, what do you call it? Well-oiled machine. You guys have it down to a T. You really do.
Well, we are so fortunate to have an incredible team that has been working on this event for years. I mean, so many of the staff, the volunteer staff that put this on, have been involved since day one 16 years ago. And those who maybe weren't involved in day one, they've still been around for a long time. And then the newcomers really have this passion for Irish Fest and have probably volunteered in the past. And so it's not like they're just coming in new, you know? And so people really put their heart and soul into it. And we, you know, between our staff and our board of directors, we really are strategic about the way we add things to the festival and the way we run it so that it really is the best experience for everybody who comes.
Are you still looking for volunteers?
Yes, we are definitely still looking for volunteers. Our volunteer sign-up will be open until Thursday at noon, the Thursday before the festival. So just the day before we open at noon is when volunteer sign-up ends. So if you're hearing this before then please go to kcirishfest.com and sign up to be a volunteer. I will tell you, volunteering is so much fun. That's how I got involved in the festival, and so many, you know, of our staff and committee members really started at the volunteer level. And we still have a lot of openings, and it's neat when you go in, you really can specify what area you're most interested in working in. Mm-hmm. And then you obviously get a free t-shirt for volunteering. You get an additional, you get in free the day you volunteer, and then you also get an additional ticket that you can either give to a friend or family member or that you use on a different day. And then if you volunteer for a closing shift, so that last shift that goes up until, you know, the festival closes at 11, you get a special volunteer shirt as part of the quote-unquote closing time crew, and you are the only ones that get that shirt. Like, I, as a board member, don't even get a closing time volunteer shirt. Yeah. And they're so fun. Like, they have become this hot commodity. It's really funny.
That is hilarious. All right, if you want to know more about Kansas City Irish Fest, kcirishfest.com. All right, that's it for us this weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in. Kathy Quinn here, normally on Fox 4, but on the weekends right here at KC Forum, along with Katie Connors, executive producer, Andrina Byrne, associate producer, and we've got Ed Walker, our engineer, and Doug Medlock, the voice. And, of course, the elders. Yeah, they allow us to use their music. Until next weekend, see ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.